Welcome to the In Preaching Podcast, the weekly online and radio devotional inspired by Christian Hymns. We are gradually approaching the one-year anniversary of the In Preaching Podcast, and we feel blessed to have you all as part of our journey. Please stay with us as we introduce many other programs so that together we can fulfill the mission to engage contemporary culture with the mind of Christ. And now, please listen as our host, Olufemi Oguntoko, presents the 48th episode inspired by the aim, Let Others See Jesus in You.
Thank you very much for joining us for this episode. Have you ever entered a room that is brightly lit with an abundance or even an overabundance of light bulbs? I recently visited a friend who showed me around his house and pointed to how he gave particular attention to the number and brightness of the light bulbs and chandeliers in the building. Yes, there is that compelling splendor and beauty that accompanies the presence of brightly illuminating sources of light in any room or in any house or in any street for that matter. For instance, those who have visited Paris, that French city styled the city of lights, tell of the beauty that meets the eye when at sunset one beholds the glory of the bridges, 33 of them fully illuminated from all sides, and the 20,000 bulbs lighting up the famous Eiffel Tower. Light brings out the beauty hitherto not seen. Light lifts up the spirit. Light shows the way. No one stumbles in the light. And when there is light, wickedness cannot flourish. That is why when last Sunday the preacher referred to this hymn, Let Others See Jesus in You, and asked us to sing that chorus. As we sang, Let Others See Jesus in You. Let Others See Jesus in You. Telling the story, be faithful and true. Let others see Jesus in you. As we sang that chorus, I couldn't but imagine how truly different and beautiful our world, our families, and our circles of friends, and our individual lives would be if each Christian reflected Jesus Christ, the light of the world, to others. I am the light of the world, Jesus said. He who walks in me shall never walk in darkness. Figuratively speaking, Jesus wants us to turn our world, our immediate circle, into Paris, that city of light. He wants us to imbibe all the attributes that make him the light, and having imbibed them, for each of us to be a bright shining bulb that, in concert with other bulbs, gives so much light that people are attracted to the beauty and splendor thereof, and they come to appreciate how wonderful our God is. This exactly is what Christ meant when in Matthew 5:14-16 he said, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
While passing through this world of sin, and others your life shall view, be clean and pure without within.
Dear listeners, while passing through this world darkened by sin, let others see in you the Jesus who resisted temptation and conquered sin. Jesus could have sinned. Jesus could have sinned. The devil tempted him for that very reason, because he had on human flesh at that time. This means that he could have fallen into sin, but he did not. Let others see in you Jesus, the man who lived without sin, who resisted temptation. 1 Peter 2:21 says, to this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that he should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insult at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. That's from 1 Peter 2:21. Brothers and sisters, keep telling the story of righteousness. Be faithful and true. Let others see Jesus in you. Again, let others see in you Jesus, the man of faith. While he was on earth, Jesus was fully man, and yes, he was at the same time fully God. But it is important to realize that he was also fully human. So he could have been afraid when the storm broke out in Mark chapter 4. Instead, he trusted in the power of God, and with faith in the power of God, he calmed the storm. He could have given up on Lazarus, who had been dead for 3 days, but in John 11, he demonstrated faith in God and said in his prayer, "I thank you, Lord, because you have heard me." So project the light of Jesus to your world by being a woman and a man of resolute and unshakable faith in God. When others have given up, and in the midst of the darkness and hopelessness and despondency in your family, among your friends, at your place of work, anywhere you are, in the midst of the darkness, of sickness, of hopelessness, be the voice that in faith says, "Let us pray." Be the voice that says, "Let us pray." And when you pray, be bold. Ask for the ends of the world. Ask in faith, and you'll be surprised at what great signs will attend the prayer of the person who prays in faith. Matthew 17:20. Keep telling the story of both faith, be faithful and true. Let others see Jesus in you. Dear listeners, let others see in you the Jesus who was love personified. He embraced the poor and the lowly. He did not look down on anyone. Everyone was God's child. Keep telling the story of love. Be faithful and true. Yes, let others see in you the Jesus who spoke the truth, the Jesus who preached righteousness, no matter whose horse was God, and that Jesus who hated evildoers, who hated hypocrisy, who hated merchants, businessmen, masquerading as worshippers and priests and pastors, that Jesus who faced down false accusers. Let others see in you that Jesus. Let others see in you that Jesus who hated all things false and pretentious and who would not associate with them. Let others see in you the Jesus who was zealous about God's work. "Don't you know I must do the work of him who sent me?" he said to his parents. And the Jesus who was mindful that ultimately our time here is short. He said, "I must work the work of him who sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can walk." John 9:4. And the Jesus who did not shirk his obligations but paid his tax. The Jesus who did not repay evil with evil but asked that his disciples not avenge him by cutting down the ear of the soldiers who came to arrest him. That Jesus the evangelist, who did not let the encounter with the woman at the well go without a mention of the theme of salvation. That Jesus, let others see him in you as well.
Your life's a book before their eyes, they're reading it through and through. Say, does it point men, women, boys and girls to the skies?
Yes, our lives are the books that the world reads. Do they point the world to Jesus, the light, or to more darkness? Oh, the beauty of light. Oh, the beauty of light. And oh, that you and me would reflect the light of Jesus to our world. Brothers and sisters, keep telling the story of holy and right living. Keep telling the story of bold faith. Keep telling the story of love. Keep telling the story of honor. Keep telling the story of passionate commitment to Christ and his church. Be faithful. Be true. Let others see Jesus in you.
Let others see Jesus in you.
Let us pray. Lord, this hymn has challenged us, and we are thankful for it. Please make out of each of us an unquenchable, inexhaustible, bright, shining bulb by granting us the grace to project the light of Jesus to the world. Help us to be the solution and not a part of the problem of darkness in this world, so much so that our light will so shine that the world will be drawn to it and we give glory to God on our account. We ask this in faith and in the name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. May we all receive the grace to please our Lord. As Christmas approaches, please look forward to episodes of the Hymn Preaching Podcast inspired by the Christian Hymns. For the best listening experience, we recommend that you download any of these three applications. The SoundCloud app, which is available on all platforms, the Apple Podcast for iOS devices, and the Google Podcast applications. Search for Hymn Preaching and subscribe, follow, or like our page. We also appreciate your comments. The Hymn Preaching Podcast is produced by the Gospel Bells Port TV, a platform dedicated to engaging the contemporary culture with the mind of Christ. Please feel free to contact us on 234-803-331-3632 or send a mail to info@thegospelbells.com. God bless you.